Hi, Mandy. Kanji is lucky that he's not being charged in the USA. He could be charged now with the terrorism. It's like he's charged here. It will be minor. He must be cleared because I think it will affect as well his visa if he wants to go to US with that temper. I don't think they would allow him to enter if he's found guilty. Eric, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for those WhatsApp voice notes responding there to that incident at Stellenbosch University and the incident with Elton Jantjies. Let's go straight to that story now, because the Springbok rugby player Elton Jantjies appeared in court today. He was arrested at OR Tambo International Airport yesterday. He was charged with malicious damage to property and released on R1,000 bail. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, watching that court appearance for us. Bernadette, tell us what happened today.
Well, thanks for having me. Elton Jantjies did just appear in court and they've just adjourned proceedings. As you mentioned, he was already released on bail yesterday. Today, proceedings were essentially just postponed until June for further investigations, but also for possible mediation, which means the case might essentially wind up being diverted out of the court system.
Okay, and do we have any more information about what actually occurred in this incident?
There were no details that were presented in court. There have been various reports about what it is, but there were no details presented in court. We just know that he is, as you mentioned, facing a charge of malicious damage to property and then also contravening the Civil Aviation Act. But the details around it are still quite scant. We know that his legal team did take umbrage at the fact that some media reports had been labeling it GDV. So they've taken issue with that. But yeah, like I said, there's no further details at the moment.
Bernadette, thank you for that update. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter in court today, where Elton Jantjies appeared on that charge, and that matter has now been postponed.